Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Uprising.
This round. So I'm going to go ahead and let him do... Now let's do the bite.
That's not.
The bite, as it were.
I bash him with my shield, but oh yeah, I can't do that.
Blame it on Victor. I died fighting the Taras because of you.
Owen Reed did that quite often.
We've only been traveling together for 20 years and have yet to find time to do that.
Owen Reed blamed a lot of things on Victor's not training.
He did hit with his bite.
You cannot blame me for dying to the Tarrasque.
I can.
Yes, yes we can.
Well, no, because you'll be dead, so you can't really blame me for anything.
Afterlife.
Okay.
I am here because of Victor Barrister.
23, 31, 34 points of damage.
Okay.
And shredded the part of your armor, which was happened to be your fore, like your bicep and part of your shoulder. The teeth went clean through as if it were butter. That's his two attacks, then you would get your second attack.
Different mythos.
Okay. So we're going to start retreating, basically just walking straight backwards.
Yep.
Alright, so there's a chance of an attack of opportunity, and it will happen. So he's got three attacks on you as you're backing up.
Can I weapon parry it?
Yes, you can. Okay. So, how much is your weapon parry total?
I know.
Plus 5 for the sword, 3 for strength is 8. And that should be it. So, it should be 8. Okay.
I don't weapon parry very often. Right? Go on the offensive.
The claw, the next bite is, the next attack is a claw. Do you want to weapon parry that one or wait for a bigger one? Because you know the tail is coming for sure. And probably the horns. Okay. So, roll on the claw, and he will hit.
Any claws with sharpness?
No. 11 points of damage and 1/4 structural. So, your bite is as sharpness.
Okay.
And you do notice that when he struck, he basically struck downward, like he was trying to keep you from getting back away from him. Okay, and then... That was the actual attack of opportunity, and I'll make the other one a claw too, because that's his weakest attack remaining. And that is 9 points of damage and 1/4 structural.
Structural's adding up.
Those dice.
And then the tail.
I love it.
And this was the weapon parry, okay. Yeah, he already bit you this round, so you won't have to worry about that. All that's left is the horns and the tail. I will tell you that the horns do a complete structural point, and the tail is only half. But it won't actually change how many saves you have to make this round if he hits you, but it will make it better for next round. You know what I mean? How much structural do you have right now?
1 3/4.
Yeah, so you're going to take a half, you'd be at 2 1/4. As opposed to taking a hole and being at 2 3/4 and guaranteed again the next time.
Okay.
So hey, you might actually take over Leon's record.
Horns. So that's a full story. Okay, so on the tail, also not parried, is a hit.
You could miss something, you know.
Yeah,
he's a troll.
It's a troll.
He did miss once, which is pretty impressive for him, actually. It's pretty hard to do.
I'm pretty sure he's going to miss about 5% of the time.
Yeah. 6.
On a 1.
8, 16, and 10. 26 points of damage.
Jeez.
And?
Yeah, bro. You wanted to fight a drop.
Have
structural. Yeah. Well, it's T-Town, baby.
19.
Guys, this is the one that matters. This is the full point of structural. The horns come in. The good news is, if he hits you with this, he'll likely knock you back pretty far, which is what you want anyway. So, okay, the horns come in, and it hits even despite the shield parry.
Sword parry.
Sword parry.
That's a sword. You get AC -5.
All the
damage is 11, 14, 18, 25. 1 point of structural, save versus death magic or die.
13.
Still alive.
That's what? 2 okay. And 3 quarters? You're at?
3
and 3 quarters?
3 1/4.
3 1/4.
I need you to die on the next one.
Wait a root.
Or else you will beat Leon's record.
Okay. Can I give you the damage?
Yes,
I give you the damage. Okay. Yep. And so then he has knocked you back 18 feet. You're not out of reach of his hands or his tail, but you are out of reach of his horns if he doesn't step forward.
Okay.
If he doesn't step forward.
And you roll his shield.
Come on.
Okay.
Three.
Tie. Simultaneous. However, you get three attacks this round, right? So he gets two, three. He also gets three, unless he steps forward. His tail and two arms. Okay? And so it'll be simultaneous on all three attacks, assuming you're attacking.
Nope. I'm backing up and weapon bearing.
Okay. So the first attack.
Weapon bearing is better than the shield bearer, right?
Yeah. Especially with your sword.
Yeah, unless you have a really, really, really good shield. Plus and even this.
Okay.
The only thing is shields get one for free, but then they get their magic.
But they don't get, and they get strength, right? Or no?
No, they don't get strength.
So the sword, you get strength and the sword, and your
so the best skill. The best you'll ever get with the shield is like six. Maybe seven if you had a plus 16. Mm-hmm. Really unlikely. Okay. Anyway, so I assume you're going to not do one of the hands since they're not doing the structural. Oh, that's right, because you have three.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first hand hit anyway with an angle 20. And you'll take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And the second hand. You successfully weapon parried. Roll a straight up dex check to not lose your weapon, however. No problem. Okay, and then the tail sweep. This is the bad one. Weapon parry. Okay, you successfully weapon parried. Dex check at half to maintain your weapon in your hand.
Nope. Gigantic tail. Yeah,
the sword goes flying. However, you have now backed up enough that unless he steps forward, he can only reach you with his tail.
Okay.
Finished it.
Five.
Okay, he has initiative, so he's going to try the tail to start with. Are you going to weapon parry?
I need to draw a weapon.
Oh, that's right, you lost your sword. Sorry, you're going to shield parry, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. You rolled pretty crappy, you might have done it. So, your shield parry is 1 for your shield, which is magical.
Plus 2.
Plus 3. So he missed. However, that means he did the structural to your shield because he did miss only because of the shield parry. So you need a save versus crushing blow with the shield, and you get plus 2 on the save.
15.
That's probably okay, but we gotta check it. Crushing blow versus metal is not
right. Back 140. Not one of the better. 15, and it's a plus 2 shield.
Nickel. Crushing blow. Made it. The shield survives the amazing force of the Tarrasque's tail. Okay. I assume you're still backing up.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm drawing the scimitar, hopefully.
Okay.
That's my extra weapon.
If you just base, and I don't know where you're at hit points, so if you just basically turn and run out of his reach right now, there's a chance he'll get one more tail swat at you, but then you would be out of his reach. Then he would either have to move forward or he wouldn't be able to attack. If you stay, like you back up slow and draw the scimitar, he's going to tail swat you this turn and at least one more turn. And if you're not attacking him with the scimitar anyway, you know, the weapon parry is the only advantage.
Right.
So it's actually the same as your shield. Okay, so I'm gonna, and there's only a chance that he'll actually get the attack of opportunity.
Go right back, son.
He will get the attack of opportunity, however. It is the tail swat. And he missed with a 1. Very convenient. Okay,
so Trask
dust and rubble and tree pieces fly everywhere, and you dive basically out of the blast radius of that impact of his tail. And he raises up then, realizing you're out of his reach, and he howls at the night sky, and just then two fighters come over and shoot him a bunch of times, and it doesn't seem to have any effect. In fact, let's see.
I'll stand up and draw the scimitar.
Okay. He snatches one of the fighters out of the sky and tries to throw it at you.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Okay. The fighter careens over your head, flies about 50 yards past, and blows up in a huge ball of fire. The concussive force does knock you down again, though. You had just gotten your feet, and you fall down. You know, but you don't take any damage from it.
Okay.
Okay. So you're out of his reach.
Stand up and use every taunting tactic Bono has ever taught me.
Okay.
Because that all came from him.
Taunting at him.
Okay. He's really good at it.
He looks at you with an evil eye and grits his teeth.
You
don't feel fear or anything. And then he turns his head to the side and he reaches down. And it takes him just a few seconds and he pulls up Bono's body.
He's going to eat him.
He's like holding him by his legs, so his head's just, and his upper body kind of flopping over. And he says,
he's taunting me.
He's taunting you with your husband.
I wave him at you. Come and get him.
Now you come here.
He tries to throw Bono at you. And he hits.
Catch him softly.
Yeah. He's a hurling metal missile. I'm not trying to catch him.
Okay.
6 points of damage.
And?
I'll give him, let's see, D3 minus 2 quarters. So if he rolls it, roll a 5 or 6, he's going to do a quarter.
Run!
Is that for each of them?
No. Bono's dead, so he doesn't count as structural things.
If structural, you're a pile of mush, and it's really hard.
Already a pile of mush! He died from structural.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He rolled a 1 on his saving throw, so that's magic. When he got pounded into the tree.
How much did he survive this?
2.5.
Cool.
your record is still complete.
I think if you die, that pretty much ends the record of survival.
Yeah,
no, I guess not. You died.
Well,
no, he survived it.
Aubrey is the one who argues because I think he survived 7 points out of the 12 that he was going to take.
He died on the 4th point.
Okay, died on the 4th.
That's why I survived on the 4th point, so that means I have the record.
Yeah. Well, he died, but he died in.
Anyway,
it was all 1.
All right.
Is that all you got?
Spins his head to the side. And his horns strike a fighter out of the air, which then careens off and it crashes on the ground. And then he turns his eyes, look back at you, and the yellowish has become almost red. And he strains to take a step forward, and in a flash of light, he disappears.
Thank you very much.
Wait, what?
As far as he could go. He had reached to the extent of where he was allowed to go.
Now he's somebody else's problem.
Yep.
That was probably wrecking havoc in Low Moon.
Well, I don't know. Is Tar Mercy in Low Moon?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because that would be the ultimate.
Bono lies dead.
Did you guys assume?
Taras appear at a place and they're allowed to go to a certain place, and he stopped and took a step back. Huh. And I noticed it.
Oh, gotcha.
Down on his knees to reach out.
He was trying to reach us without stepping.
Does that count as defeat XP?
I doubt it. Outsmart XP? Enrage XP? Because that's what happened. I got him so sneaky.
Either
mad.
Way, we don't get any more. Right?
No. Look at this one. You got more than 1,000.
You're not there.
Kendra
either.
Is sitting down. God, I heard.
Sit on your butt and roll the rubble.
Head on your lap.
Yep.
What's left of his head?
Sorry, are you going to turn it around so it faces the right direction?
15% chance a fighter flies over and shoots at you.
What?
08, yes.
What?
It's been happening to him the whole time.
They're still strafing.
Yep.
hey, look, that
you're
guy.
Laying there. That after, quote unquote, defeating the Taras with your dead husband and your body, and a fighter flies over.
Now, that is cinematic.
Wait a minute. Would her plate mail?
No, it goes back there.
I tried.
Missed. Hit once.
Oh, no. Prepare for structure.
This can be very good. This laser weapon's gonna be very dangerous. I got 8. Here we go. This is it. Times 3. 24 points. Still alive?
I'm calculating. Hold on. There's a lot of
it's getting close. Getting close.
No structural?
No.
No.
Now they go right through, they don't have force.
It's like magic
structural
missiles.
Structural looks like it's you night. Break your ribs and they penetrate your heart, or you snap your neck and your brain.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life, 4, Toledo.
It's them, it's out, or... That's what structural is.
It's light that burns you.
Yeah. Nope,
and you don't
3.
Bleed from it.
She's a 3.
You have a hole in your shoulder like this big. You go straight through, but you're not bleeding. hold on, though.
Do you need some healing?
Yeah.
See if he comes up.
I'm going to do 20 points of lay on hands.
The fighter's fire also hit Bono twice.
They need to stop it. He doesn't regenerate. Does he regenerate from dead? Yes.
Not regenerate from structural.
From structural?
Oh. We regenerate from structural. So you're going to have to remove, like, the rib from his heart, or you're going to find out what that problem was to fix it so he can come back.
Yeah, find a mortician.
Yeah.
Do an autopsy so he can come back to life.
Yeah. Just get Lorelai or Ren on it when they get out of the book.
I thought that if you remove his heart, he'll never come back.
Okay. So you have survived the Tarrasque. You're sitting in the middle of it. Like, and the camera like pans out. And you see, like, this huge, like, 25 miles in every direction. There's rubble and little fires and a crash, and there's a ship burning here and everything else. And
Kendra's sitting on the ground.
Kendra's sitting on the ground holding Bono crying.
And fighters are still continuously shooting laser
weapons. Honey, we made him run!
No, there's only a small chance that they scream. Yeah.
Okay, so Bono's died enough times that Kendra's probably not crying.
No, I'm crying because everything hurts.
She was supposed to die with
bones
him.
Bones all over her body right now.
Are you at 3 3/4 structural?
Yeah, yes, I'm at 3 3/4 structural and, well, now 33 hit points, or 23 hit points.
So if you just get one more quarter and survive, you can get bronze record.
Good.
I'm glad you're happy, Ron.
Roll you're alive, I'm happy.
I just want to know.
What?
Roll a d20, I just want to know.
See if you survive that.
She's a paladin, of course 19. She's going to make it.
She rolled 19, like, all of those.
She makes it on like a 2.
These are Kendra's dice. Although, okay. my initiative dice sucks, but I get it.
Meanwhile, elsewhere, the, you can see from the distance that 2 more of the big round men have come down off the ramp of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then spout just less than 10 minutes total, and, Precipice appears on a rock in your peripheral vision.
Mac tub takes a while to fill up and not.
Probably like,
mixed reviews.
Oh dear.
They have orders to wipe out anything alive, so probably best we avoid them.
So that means they wouldn't count as innocent. I glance over at the tiger.
Jesus. There's nothing evil about following orders. The good news is, once they're done offloading all the troops, there's only going to be 2 guys on board.
That is good news.
The question is, can anybody fly the ship? I have some experience. I can probably fly it.
Seems our tiger friend here can.
So to make it more challenging, she will do it as a tiger. Because it would be too easy without being a tiger.
Problem with flying a ship as a tiger is It's very likely to give you pause.
I have to fight him left-handed.
It would definitely be a hairy situation.
I have to fight him left-handed. If I fight him with my right hand, it's over too quickly.
Okay. You have to translate that. I have to fly him as a tiger. If I fly it as a tiger, if I fly it as a normal person, it'll be too easy.
Caleb, you need to clean up the food all over the floor in that room. Silver or gold?
I think she's all the way. I think she's up.
He's almost here.
Yeah, you guys need to go clean up that food all over the floor in there.
We have the foods. You have time to play when she gets here.
Put it
on the floor in there.
At the table. Turn around. Go look in the room.
Wait.
Clean stuff
up. Another 10 minutes or so. Hold on. Checking for
actually,
screen fire.
Uh
oh. I've actually got 3 rolls now. It's been 15 minutes. Okay. First one. No. Second one. No. Third one. No. I'm just gonna roll once for demons because you're pretty well out of their reach now. No.
Okay. Excellent.
So it's quiet. Well, not quiet, but it's non-volatile.
Oh, you don't want to use this precious stone. That, well, coral and turquoise.
And then,
I just use that.
Don't remember if this is stone and silver or gold.
At the end of that time, you hear a kind of a wind-up noise, like, comes from the
got paint on her ring
area where the pickle ship is, and then it happens a few more times, and then you see the big droids, if that's what they are, but you think maybe not, because he said that after the whatever get off, that there will only be 2 guys left on the ship, so you think they might not be droids now. But anyway,
nice
so they turn and they jog out in pairs.
Why don't you go get the little
and you can hear their footsteps from here crushing wood and bits of rubble as they go. They obviously are very heavy. And then just as they clear the clearing, the 2 pairs that are out on you, coming from your perspective, they're coming out to your right and they're actually going to come through the forest along the tree line, so if their course is straight, they would eventually get to be maybe 150 yards away from you, which would be more likely that they would notice you. But anyway, you see that pair going through the wood, starting with the woods, and you see a demon come up from must have been a hiding place or just in a pit in the ground or something, and they both target it. Fire something, and there's like a pinkish orange light that comes out of there. It looks like where a fist would be, but it just looks like a cylinder, and the demon just explodes.
Note self, don't get hit by that.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, always something. So then it does occur to you that they did fan out on this whole 180 degrees, and then you look back and you realize that. One pair is headed on a beeline directly from the ship to right where your little hiding place is.
Okay. Looks like we gotta get moving here.
He says, rawr, 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 rawr. And then, he says, we need to time it just right, and we should be able to get out of their path without getting in the way of one of the others.
Okay. Well, let's time it then.
Okay. So everybody gets ready to move, basically, and you're letting them get closer, and then you're going to have to kind of sneak out of their path, where once the paths have kind of widened out, because they're coming out in rays, basically, from the ship being at the center.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to, when they get to that point, are you going to go right or are you going to go left? You've not decided as a group, per se.
And then it's pretty much even on both sides, right?
Distance-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the right.
Okay. You can roll your
commencing
hide shadows, move silently.
Is that a D100?
Yes. Both of them are. It's 2 separate rolls. Hide shadows is one, moves on is another.
Oh, okay. And then... Okay, so red will be hide and shadows. Black is move silently, and I want low, right?
Yes, low.
Okay, so 77 for the hide the shadows, and 28 from the loop silently.
Okay, so you, as they get closer, and you're pretty sure there's enough space between there, you're gonna dash out to the right, move as quietly as you can, and you do move very quietly. I mean, you don't hear even, you know, a bit of crumbling of dust or movement from your clothing or like that. You feel kind of like a shadow yourself in the sense of like you move very quietly. Alicia and the two-headed dog both go in the same direction as you. And move fairly quietly. You think the two-headed dog less so. He's a little more clunky. Like at one point he jumped onto a 45-degree slope rock and his footing slipped a little bit. And then he had to like scrabble his hind legs to get a little bit of purchase and get up, and that made some noise. You are fairly certain that the cat did not come this way. He went the other way. And you're not sure about precipice. Okay? Detection roll to see if they detect you. Yeah. Okay. So you've moved into the, like halfway to the open area between the two pathways where they're coming out, and then you kind of like have secreted yourself and found a place to a nook and cranny, if you will. But both of the ones that were previously on a beeline for you stopped.
Okay.
And, so what you're seeing are two roughly 10-foot tall, made of metal, but their centers are roughly cylindrical. Their arms are roughly cylindrical, and then here the one hand just has a like a cylinder cannon. That's what you saw them shoot. And the other hand has a battle mace. Basically, it looks like a mace, like a big mace, like a knight.
Okay, so I'm kind of picturing the Iron Giant with a mace.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yep.
And if it makes a difference, I'm wearing the cloak from the Witch in the Book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good question. Where does the pumpkin go, dear?
How about the kitchen counter for the moment?
I want to take the top out.
How awesome.
Hi, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello! It's my wayward daughter.
Oh, we've been missing you.
You tired? Yeah. Have a good day?
She looks tired.
Were you sleeping in the car?
If you get right back to sleep, you'll have a really nice sleep.
Jay didn't want to play with you for a little bit. I don't know if you're up to that or not.
So, if it makes a difference, I'm wearing the cloak that we got from the witch in the previous book.
Okay.
I don't know if that is move silently or anything.
Okay. It could. You're standing still and hunkered down at that point anyway.
Yeah.
So, as I said, they have stopped and they both turn to the right, and then there's like you hear a and very high beam lights come on and shine across the area, which has to be the approximate area where the cat went. But even like kind of peering above the level of the rubble, you don't see the cat.
Okay.
But they're shining, so it's making really deep, long shadows across the rock. And then they shift and look in the direction where you guys originally were, and you don't see anything, and then they shift and look in your direction. So when they look in your direction, are you just going to get down and stay down, or are you trying to look and see what they do?
Stay down.
Okay. You're pretty sure that's what Alicia is doing as well. And so same thing for the dog. You're pretty sure they're all just kind of like staying down and down. Okay? And the two big droids stand there and then shine the light in your direction for a moment. And then the lights go off. And it's not bright anymore. And then they turn kind of hazardous glance, or you can tell by listening, whichever. And they rotate back to looking on the way to the path.
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
And then they start moving again.
Down the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right the way they were. So they're going to pass you maybe 60 yards away, and unless they stop, they're not likely to notice anything.
Okay.
As long as you don't move yourself. It does seem to you, you're fairly certain that they were tracking somehow audio. Like, you moved very quietly, but the dog didn't move very quietly. At least not as quietly as you did, or as quietly as Alicia did, for that matter. And you're fairly sure that that little bit of noise that the dog made was why they stopped. Or maybe it was something that they heard over where the cat went. But either way, they stopped, probably due to audio. So if you stay still, don't move at all, they'll probably just pass by.
Okay.
Okay?
Staying still.
Right? You see a... she's laying there down. You can see up, and you see a fighter fly overhead. And he's moving very fast, and there's kind of a screeching noise that follows him across the sky. Like... as he zooms by, and then just at that moment, the two big droids walk by, and they're at the narrowest spot, and they don't respond, they don't look left or right, they just keep right on slowly draping across. Within a couple minutes, they've passed. You know that the ones in the woods are also out past, so there's in theory nothing stopping you from going toward the pickle.
You can go get the one from my room if you want.
Let's get going to the pickle.
Okay. So you peek your head up, and you do notice that when you peek your head up, that the two-headed dog either hadn't noticed you or whatever, but he one of his heads immediately snaps in your direction as if he's a little surprised or not sure who it was. He nods his one head, and then the head that's looking at you bumps the other head like this, and then they both look in your direction, and then the other head nods too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so then you're going to make your way across the rubble toward the ship?
Yes.
All right.
Sneaking
towards the ship.
And I'm going to look around the spawning.
So we have control over the situation. It's a higher chance that we won't kill them.
So when, as you get closer to the clearing, go ahead. I assume you're trying to sneak up on the ship, basically trying to be stealthy. The roll moves silently again.
Move silently.
Doing fairly well, approaching the ship quietly.
67.
Okay. So you've made it right to the edge of the clearing. Basically what you see is there is an area of flat grass where there's very little there are a couple of downed trees, but there must not have been much in the small height, and there's not much fire here either. And the ship is sitting there, and there's just a constant stream of white smoke drifting down out of the ship, right by the door.
That's not a big cup.
And then you can see the windows, probably indicates that's where the cockpit is, similar to the ship that you flew in on. But you also see a glass bubble on the top of the ship, and there's dim light coming from inside the glass bubble.
Fireball. Never seen that on these ships.
That's what no one is close enough to talk to.
I'm just thinking to myself.
Okay.
And Alicia and the dog right here?
They're nearby, but not that nearby.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Alicia's 15 feet away. The dog is more like 40.
Okay.
I'm in.
Stealthily approach the ship. Okay. Try to get on board.
Right. Alicia moves forward as well, but you think the dog is getting further away. Like he's not moving toward the ship, or he's falling behind.
Can Alicia see me?
Yeah, she sees.
I'll motion. I can see the dog still, right?
No, you just more sense where he's at or hear minor movements.
I'm really jumping.
Well. Hopefully he doesn't get lost.
It's possible he's hanging back because he's not all that stealthy.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Cat is speaking. Okay. And as you come to the edge of the clearing, you see the cat very silvery, stalking prey, move up to the tree line about 20 feet away from you, and you see him kind of come out of the shadow, kind of very, very slowly, pads up, very little noise, if any, and stops at the tree. So you're both about 25 feet from the ramp, but just on like on a slight off angle. So you're off about 10 degrees from going up the ramp, and he's off 10 degrees from going up the ramp.
Okay, I will go up the ramp.
Okay, so you're gonna break cover and dash into the ship, basically.
Just run.
I have a sap in hand. Do I still have my sap? I'm pretty sure I still have a sap.
Can't you just punch them?
No, I don't have a sap, so yes, I will be punching them.
Yeah, if you stun them, then you just don't have to kill them.
Yes, hopefully I just stun.
Give the old 1-2 punch and stop with the one. Okay. Anyway, as you move out toward the ramp, and the cat leaves the tree line as well and kind of bounds with you. Not sure if they'll arrive at the ramp at the exact same time or go in front of you or behind you. But as you move out toward the ramp, an individual, human size, maybe less than 6 foot tall, olive green bodysuit, a black chest plate of armor with some kind of a weapon. Looks like an oversized, it looks like a crossbow without a crosspiece, basically. Steps into the doorway and is generally pointing his weapon down the ramp in your general direction. First roll for surprise.
All right. This would be a terrible time to be surprised.
I don't live in McDonald's.
Okay, so he steps in the doorway. The cat is not surprised. You are not surprised, but he is, because he wasn't stepping out there because he knew you were coming. He was stepping out there because he had a suspicion, and then both you and the cat are approaching him very rapidly, so he is surprised. So what was your surprise roll?
5.
It was 5. So he has 2 seconds of surprise.
Okay.
Stone cold stun.
Okay. And you may roll a normal initiative, however.
Alright.
Cat is in 4.
Which is in 6.
Okay, so you have initiative. You will hit the ramp first and arrive in front of the guy first.
Okay.
You know the cat is literally right behind you.
Okay.
The ramp is wide enough. Probably just stands on my side and attack if you need to.
I will. Leave the cat an opening and try to get him from my side. From the side.
Okay.
Possible or whatever.
So you're going to strike open hand.
Yep.
Roll hit.
2 for 1. That's a 10. Which is 4 before any modifier.
I'll be a wolf and I can be your friend.
It's been a while since I rolled 4d4 for damage. Not stunned if you will.
No.
Okay, one off back, so 15.
Okay, he goes down.
That's 1 down.
Okay. Basically, you clock him inside the head. His head jerks sideways abruptly, and he spins and slams into the wall next to the door and then lays on the floor kind of along the wall.
Okay, and now to get rid of the second one. Okay, the purported second one.
So there's a hallway going straight ahead, and then you can see that there's a turn to the left.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the hallway, there's a ladder going up and a door on the right. The turn to the left is a doorway, not a door. The turn to the right is a door. But as soon as you turn to go in, from the ladder, another guy similarly clad but with a pistol. I guess I can say pistol to you. But anyway, he slides down the ladder and turns and is trying to point his pistol in your general direction.
Okay. Without the
crate. Roll for surprise again.
Both of us?
Yep.
Okay.
This is how we do it.
6.
Okay.
Or dead.
He is surprised also.
Okay.
So, mainly because the two of you are right there. That's the reason he's surprised.
Oh, I can hear so fast.
Yeah, exactly. And it's three segments of surprise.
Okay.
So he's pretty much toast.
Nice.
You had actually knocked it. I'm going to give the cat... I'm going to put the cat in front of you because you'd knock the guy down, and the cat would have probably, at that point, bounded over. So, as far as positioning goes, the cat is in front of you. The hallway is only like 5 or 6 foot wide. You'll still be able to move up and attack the guy, but you'll take a slight negative because you're reaching in amongst the cat's attacks.
Yep.
Okay, assuming he attacks. Okay. All right. So he bounds up to in front of the guy, and then you see he, like, squats down, almost puts his belly to the floor as if he's going to pounce, but then he freezes. I see you come forward at that point, and you may
try to knock him out.
Yep.
That's a 16.
Okay, so what do you see? Does that hit?
A lot better be enough. Well, a 10 hit. 16 hits negative 2 before any modifiers.
Okay, so that is a stun. Add a percentage chance to kill.
Okay, percentage chance. 92?
That is not a percentage chance to kill.
Okay, good. And he stunned D6 rounds.
I roll a D6. So you don't normally round you stunned.
13 damage.
13 damage, and he goes down.
Okay.
So he is unconscious as well as stunned.
Okay, so I'll, like, do a cursory glance. Is there anybody else coming?
Nope, doesn't seem like it.
Okay,
and so we were told there were only two likely to remain. And then behind you, Alicia, the tiger, enters the door.
Okay, and then I'll, like, look out the door, like, press this dog, come on in, hurry up. And I'm assuming Alicia's going to do her thing, and I drag the pilots, the ship people in, and see if they're still alive.
Okay, yeah, so there's a greenish glow. And Alicia shifts from tiger form back to human form. And when she does so, she's standing there holding her bow. And then she says, better tie them up if they're not dead.
I'm checking them out right now.
I'm going to the cockpit.
Okay.
And she pushes a button up next to the door, and the door slides shut, and you hear a whirring that continues for some time after the door shuts, indicating probably the ramp is being retracted.
Okay, I don't have any rope, so that's going to be difficult. I do have a spare...
You can always tie them up with clothing.
Yeah, I was about to say, I have a spare key.
There's if nothing else.
Yes, I will tie them up with their clothing.
You strip the armor off, and then...
And after checking that they're alive.
Yes. The first guy that you hit is unconscious and bleeding to death.
Okay.
And so I will... I assume you save him. Save him. Roll healing. Roll an actual 20 if you save.
4.
Okay. So, you stabilize him so he's not bleeding to death. You want to, he's tied up. Do you want to tie him, gag him, and have him conscious, or do you want to leave him unconscious?
I'll leave him unconscious for the moment.
Okay. So he just stabilizes his bleeding. Right. And we realize that, and you know, like, for every hour that he stays unconscious that way, there's a chance he'll never survive.
Yeah, like, once we get airborne or whatever, I'll start. I gotta work on the other guy, too.
Yeah. Okay, so you check the other guy, and you realize that he is not bleeding to death. He is unconscious. And actually, he stirs slightly when you bust him.
Okay, at least I won't get mad again.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm hitting him. Okay. And then you tie them up with their shorts, tie them up behind your back. And they do have belts, so you can put those around their legs. Like around their ankles so they can't hop away or whatever. Meanwhile, the door is shut, the ramp is fully retracted. And then you feel a low thrumming in the ship as if it's preparing to take off. A precipice has gone to the cockpit as well.
Okay, precipice.
And the cat and the dog are skulking around. You see them, like, actually opening doors and going throughout the ship to check it to make sure there's nobody else.
Are those, like, other druids? And, okay, so I'll work on getting the other guy.
Turn into an oversized two-headed dog. That would be very cool.
I'll work on getting the other guy from... Is this got into an hangar or something.
It does too.
Of unconsciousness. Mm.
The telepathic connection.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So many beasts.
So you want to have them both consciousness.
Oh, what are you
doing? Well, we need for another minute or so.
Yes, I got you.
Let's see what happens with Alicia. Okay. So it takes a good 10 minutes or so before she can actually get the ship ready to fly.
Okay.
Precipice does come out at one point and says, ship's got one shields console and one weapons console.
Those are those things that we use to fire the big lasers and...
Right, which means I can man the weapons or I can man the shields, but I can't do both. We're going to need you in a cockpit before we fly into trouble.
Okay, which one's easier for you?
Weapons.
Okay, you have the weapons on your shields. Before that, I will heal those, both of them, I guess.
Okay, roll healing rolls.
Okay, first one is a 3. Second one is a 6.
They're both successful. You put them both max hit points. They were like... It's like he never hit me!
No open ended way then. For the 3? Okay. Well, I almost have a small, large straight. 3, 7, 10. 16 for the first one.
Hold on, Eddie.
Right, so 16 for the first one.
And the first one, which was the one that was actually unconscious.
Hold on,
puts him very near full.
Okay, and then 12 for the other one.
Yeah, which puts him very near full. So neither one is at full, but they're both very close.
Okay.
We will be tomorrow, assuming. Well, even if you don't, everyone's
going to be tomorrow. Max.
Behave.
Mm-hmm.
I point at the dog and the cat, and I go up to the cockpit.
All right. You do hear the dog say to the cat, I think we should guard them as you're walking. Good dog.
Good dog.
The cat says, you guard them, I'm going to find something new.
It's a good cat.
Right? They seem to continue their conversation once you're out of the hallway, headed toward the cockpit, but you don't hear it well enough to be able to translate. So. Anyone else? We just hear Rari and
are they barking. Both? I was just saying, are they both barking or are they both roaring?
Neither one. The dog is barking and the cat is roaring.
Huh.
Interesting. Understand. The dog and cat translates very easily between each other.
You just made that up.
If that's true, then cats and dogs wouldn't have so many problems with each other.
Or maybe that's exactly why they do. Because they're tired of hearing each other's insults.
They can't communicate, so from lack of communication.
Well, I think Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi would disagree with you.
They're
worse than cats and dogs. Oh, I just said that on the podcast. Oh, that was horrible. Okay, moving on. My true feelings about politics have now come out. All right.
You can always edit.
Yes, now we know.
Actually, in game, we could just.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Now we know politicians are cats and dogs. Thanks.
Ain't nobody got time for cutting out those comments. All right. It'd be funny if I get a letter from the president in a few weeks, though. The CIA scanned your podcast about commenting.
Any political reference does not, in any way, shape, or form, reflect upon our belief that Reebok is a great shoe company. Applebee's is a great restaurant. Love them. Whatever. Come on, sponsor.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Awesome. Great food.
I just like to point out at this point in time, as sad as it is, that those sentiments about Applebee's do only extend to Ron.
Thanks. We're like this close.
We actually go to Applebee's quite often. So.
Oh, see, Alicia, the player of Jasmine, hereby endorses Applebee's as well.
Dude, anybody that has barbecue ribs has got to be honest.
No.
I don't even eat it. That's not what I remember. I get barbecue ribs there, so there you go.
I haven't had Buffalo Wild Wings since I got food poisoning from there, so.
Good There goes Buffalo Wild. We lost another one. We lost another sponsor right there.
All
right.
Anyways,
so if you're out there in the world of podcasts and you also are not a big fan of Buffalo Wild Wings, you could just send us a check because we just lost them as a sponsor. Or at least we lost.
Yeah, we're starting. We're starting a GoFundMe as we speak. So. Look for
it. Alicia, start us a GoFundMe.
Bye guys.
Mental note: GoFundMe page.
Wait, there's phone.
All right.
Quick break in the fourth wall now. Let's go.
Okay, meanwhile, elsewhere.
Yay, I survived the Tarrasque.
What?
You survived the Tarrasque?
Wait a minute!
We also survived the Tarrasque.
It was right there!
Some of the players are still in process of surviving the Tarrasque.
You survived the Tarrasque that you never encountered.
The only person who did not technically survive the Tarrasque was Bono. Bono was the only person who did not technically survive the Tarrasque. Who was the one who really wanted to fight the Tarrasque?
Yep. Well, he fought him, all right.
He got what he had.
Best the Tarrasque fought him.
Yeah. He was victorious in his efforts.
He died valiantly.
He died pounded.
The Valley of Death has a little bit of suckiness to it.
Yeah, straight out of the book.
I got my way.
20-year-old quote, but it still works. Okay, so...
I got you on the way.
After some time must have passed, everyone awakens in what basically looks like a sick ward. Those of you who are knocked unconscious anyway, which is all the PCs. You're waking in what looks like a sick ward.
At least we got knocked unconscious doing something.
Small beds.
Not sitting at a table.
Small beds, only sheets because it's not cold in here.
Okay.
And pillows. And there are three ladies, all somewhat older, late 30s, early 40s at least. The one lady looks like she might be 60. And they're moving about the ward and generally tending your wounds and taking care of you and so on. All four of you wake up like within 60 seconds of each other. Everybody's like, oh, wait. What you do notice is that it is laid on the bed next to you.
Doesn't actually have a short sword.
Oh, yeah.
Your
weapons
staff.
Are there.
That's all.
Okay. Anyway, the on the one side of the room, there is quite obviously a body laid on a bed that is covered over with a sheet.
Yeah.
You are fairly certain that body is human-sized.
Yes.
Let me get up and go see who it is.
Okay. You swing out of bed. Oh, your legs ache. And your abdomen, like, there's a pain, like stabbing pain, like a cracked rib. The lady comes over. Oh, do be careful. And she takes your elbow to try to help you up out of the bed.
Okay. I'll let her think she's assisting me.
She says, where are we going?
To see who's under that sheet?
Yes, very sad that. The kingdom of Yore lost a great hero today. You walk over to the sheet.
What one?
Melodramatic music plays.
That's what I say to the old woman. What one?
Broken.
The two of you arrive next to the bed.
Old woman.
She does this during TV shows.
Okay.
Me too.
I know there's a commercial, but I still don't know who.
She can't handle cliffhangers.
Okay.
Why do you think I watch my shows on Netflix?
Throw the sheet back to see the lifeless form.
Yeah, go.
Of what was his name? What was her name?
Mm-hmm.
Woman. Oh, gosh, she was with you, and they said her name, and you can't remember her name. but she looks like a warrior. In fact, she's still wearing plate mail armor.
Not me. Wait, I was the only one in plate mail.
Just having trouble remembering the name.
Hey, you weren't supposed to say it.
Oh, sorry.
Well, he gets from across the room and goes, it's an R. Parents standing in the doorway, and she says, which one of us was an R?
Yeah. I'm Lorelai.
All three women in the room look at you like
about the same time as I'm saying, "Who's Hanar?"
Lorelai.
Jasmine.
I'm
Quinn.
The blah blah blah.
Al.
That's Perrin.
Al from the Betelgeuse.
Okay, so that leaves Satiara, which she didn't have a mace. It's not a mace there, right?
Correct.
So that would be the dragon person. Okay, I had a lot going on when you guys were introduced to me, okay? Yeah, lucky I even remember that.
Right.
Journey of the old lady.
Is that a character?
Yes.
Okay. That weird.
Yes, they look very.
I look at the closest ones like concussions.
You should probably lay down.
I was not hit in the head.
You said it's a little bit.
Yeah, the
the oldest lady says, "Lord Yor has agreed to bring your friend back, have your friend brought back to life for free, if you will agree to be quested to take on the quest that he is asked
to
take on."
That is agreeable.
We don't
to deal with the bandits.
We really have a choice, right?
We already agreed to
do the quest, finish the story, get out of the book. That's
good. Well, to be quested is to be
a spell.
Not be able to turn from your path.
Geist.
What does geese have to do with it?
No, it's a spell that makes you stay on task. You cannot vary from that task.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, that thing.
It is no small miracle to raise dead.
No, it is not.
With about 8 hours of sleep and...
Parents says, if only we knew somebody else who was dead. I mean, not that we would leave Snarl dead, but...
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm looking for a holy symbol.
Your...
Okay, back up for me.
Back up for me.
I think you got to myself.
No, you don't think so.
No.
Yeah, you're probably not. We're not probably...
Doesn't feel like it. What does a raised dead feel like?
It would be... a great wealth of magic in your head. Which I'm thinking...
Well, it's clear that you're all feeling better now, so we'll be leaving, at least for now.
Look at the random card.
Thank you for your assistance.
Careful.
They quickly walk out of the room, and you notice that...
she's not here.
You notice that...
I still want to say this in character.
Satiara, Erlo, steps in the room to the side, and then as they are going out of the room, you hear, everyone clearly hears from the hallway, "Quickly, we must tell the Count they've all gone mad."
Oh, no.
Okay, everybody, just remember, deny everything. We don't know what the crazy women are talking about.
They're old. I mean, their minds are obviously gone.
Oh, that's good. I say to Victor / IR.
Yeah, I've had to make sure people didn't think I was crazy many times.
So, anyways.
Sometimes successful.
Oh, that's good.
Before the flame strike went off,
so
we were being scribed.
In case anybody didn't notice, I'm a halfling.
Who's saying that?
Perrin. Quinn. I've never been a halfling before.
How could we not notice? You're like half as tall as everybody.
Yeah, it's one of the symptoms of being a halfling.
Well, I'm like a foot shorter than I normally am.
If it's any consolation, the last story we were in, we were all under the age of 10.
That sounds worse.
So you were all halflings.
Very weak, very frail halfling.
But
yeah, I know about that right now.
But did you maintain your
weak
own?
And frail.
Sorry, I look over towards Jasmine and go, "Is this what it's like to be you all the time?"
I am not weak.
Yes, you are.
How do you think this body could swing a long sword?
No.
Or a short sword.
No.
Anyways.
In the last story,
fairly sure that you're strong enough to swing a long sword.
Last story, did you maintain
not nearly
your
as strong as Leon.
Self?
Like,
you told me I was weak and frail.
We were basically
constitution. I was talking about asthma and being weak and calm.
We went down the list, and they were all three not good.
Well, worse than Al.
Okay,
worse than Al.
Whatever.
Yeah. Much worse than Al.
So really worse
it's not. how. It doesn't matter. I don't care. It's fine.
Okay.
The good news is Al's intelligence is considerably greater than Anselm's.
We were being scryed upon.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to watch their handiwork.
And the priest had a sanctuary spell up, which made it difficult to attack him.
Yeah, he just disappeared after everybody got knocked out.
Like, he was running.
Teleported away. Like, word of recall? Maybe. He's obviously quite powerful. He flame struck the room.
Could have been folding, maybe.
Yeah.
What is this folding you're talking about?
The genie has been released from the bottle.
There you go. It's a clerical transport spell where you can, like, pick a spot in the distance and disappear where you are and appear there, but you have to pass through the space in between.
So don't go through snowstorms, rainstorms, bad weather,
high winds,
those things, fires.
Okay, anyways.
Can I fold? I don't think so.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.